Hit me!
Jury and the Blockheads and the number there called Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. More information in, and this is on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, there is an Anorak party. Now you might say to yourself, what's an Anorak party? I'll tell you what it is. All of you listening to Radio Dublin at the moment, you are Anoraks. That is, listeners to radio stations are Anoraks. Anyway, there's an Anorak party on. You can go along and meet your favourite Nova DJs. Admission is £1 and there will be a free drink at the bar with your admission ticket. For more information, ring 900710. That's 900710. That's Nova Park itself. And that's an Anorak party on next Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Admission is £1 and you get a free drink at the bar. For further information, telephone 900710. And we have a caller on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes?
Just ringing up to say hello to y'all and best of luck to you.
Right, thank you.
And keep up the good work.
Who am I speaking to, please?
I'd rather not say my name.
Fair enough, okay. And I presume you're slightly disgusted at this whole situation as well.
I am, very much so.
Mm-hmm. And how are the people thinking in your job as well? Are you working?
Sorry?
Are you at work or working, yeah?
Well, I'm out sick at the moment.
You're out sick at the moment. Well, people that you mix around with and that you're friendly with, or your friends and your family, how do they feel about this?
Oh, they all feel the same way, but especially the mother, she's a good listener to you.
To who? Radio Dublin?
Radio Dublin, yeah.
Yeah.
She always listens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's quite disgusted too.
There's somebody hooting his horn. Another truck driver. Can you hear him?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the truck drivers around Dublin City at the moment are hooting their horn. Some guy carrying concrete blocks, in fact, in the green van. Or a green truck. Many thanks to him anyway. Right, you were saying that your mother is slightly disgusted at this
yeah,
at the moment.
There's a lot of people around this area who are listening to the radio station. Mm-hmm. RT is nothing to offer only a load of bull.
Right.
You can't use any other language.
Yeah, we'd prefer if you didn't. Tell me, what part of the city are you in? You needn't say the road, just the area you live in.
County Dublin.
County Dublin. That's very, very revealing. Okay, many thanks for your phoning in, okay?
Okay.
And will you be at the protest march next Friday at 2 o'clock?
I definitely will.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you there, all right?
And your two friends as well.
Right, thank you. Right, bye-bye. Now. There you have it, one more gentleman phoning in to reflect his opinions and to discuss. In fact, his whole family are slightly disgusted about this whole atmosphere at the moment. We go back to the music, 758684. Here's an old number from the Dooleys. It's called The Chosen Few.
You got me now.
you know your social welfare rights?
Are you trying to find out your entitlements under employment, holiday, or redundancy legislation? Are you on the housing list, and would you like to know the up-to-date position? Have you got a problem? The Radio Dublin Social Welfare Programme, every Wednesday evening between 7.30 and 8pm, is there to help. The address is the Social Welfare Programme, Radio Dublin, Dublin 8. Another free service to the community from Radio Dublin.
And they have the Social Welfare Programme. I'd like to say hi to Michelle and Mason, also to Carmel and Jim. Very good afternoon to you. It's coming up to 14 minutes to 12 midday. And I have another caller on the line. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes. You're on the air now.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Who am I speaking to? Can you hear me?
Martin Carlos.
Martin. And what do you want to say about this?
Could I put in a request there?
Yeah, go ahead, John, yeah.
Yeah, let's just say hello to Sid, Bobo, and all the boys around the school, and the marathon gang.
Right, okay. And then this present situation at the moment, what would you like to say about it?
Pardon?
The present situation at the moment with the raids on the different radio stations, what's your opinion of it?
Oh, I wouldn't have to say much about that.
Okay, Martin, many thanks to you for phoning in, all right?
It's very bad around things.
It's very bad. The feeling is bad.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to say hello to me ma. It was not very well.
Right. Okay, Martin. Many thanks for calling.
Hello.
Right, Martin. Okay. Thanks for phoning.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye. That's a number there from Nazareth. It's called May the Sunshine. I'd like to say hello to Teresa in Jervis Street, and she had an operation on her nose, and this comes in from her sister, and her name is Anne. I've a caller on the line, and hello to you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes. You're on the air.
Okay.
What would you like to say about this?
Well, I'd just like to say that it's an absolute disgrace what's happening to all the local radio stations.
Yeah.
And I fully support you and everybody in all the states.
Fine.
And I hope you keep up the good work. And I think the government should deal with the things that are more prominent at the moment. We have bigger problems to be dealt with, I think.
Fine. Okay.
And I think they're more important.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah, well,
I'm helping the unemployment by putting people out of work.
No. Well, that's from the city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Finglas.
And how's the reaction in Finglas, which is, a lot of people listen to Radio Dublin out there, don't they?
Oh, lots of people out there, yes, and I know they're all disgusted about what's happening.
Is there much
and they're all very disappointed.
Is there much conversation in the shops and all this sort of thing by the women?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. The line isn't so good.
It isn't, that's not our fault. Is there much conversation in the shops with the women when we were going down shopping this morning about this thing?
Oh, yes, they're all very annoyed about it. They're
very annoyed.
Because we listen to all radio stations, you know, and I usually listen to Radio Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And I also listen to Radio Leinster, quite my time between both stations.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're all very disappointed, and we hope that they'll all be back, and we're going to find any positions we can.
Fine, okay.
Okay.
Right, thanks for phoning in,
alright? Right. I wish all the best luck.
Right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And in the studios here with me, it's coming up to 7 minutes to 12 midday. I have two truck drivers. One, where's the other fellow guys? Oh, there they are. And who are you, sir?
Tom Cannon is my name.
Tom?
Come in.
Well, Tom, come in a little bit first.
Right. You're loaded.
Now, what's your opinion, speaking for all the truck drivers in Ireland at the moment, what do they think about this?
I think it's a ludicrous situation, and particularly because RTE 1 and 2 falls down. RTE 1 is 12 o'clock midnight, the other is 1:50. There's no regard whatsoever for overnight trading. And with the unlicensed stations, I wouldn't like to call them pirates, I think it's a very crude description. They have tried to achieve a license and can't get one, it's not their own fault. They're providing a service for overnight trading, and there's quite a few guys in the road that appreciate it for what you're doing. And also, the reception of RTE2, which we've got down, we're going to the electric shortly according to the look of things, is once you get past Castle Dermot and all, it's disintegrated. And Radio Nova, for instance, you can get it even in Galway. It's not fantastic, but nevertheless, it can be attained. And that's using one transmitter, so it leaves a lot to be desired, and you wonder what the devil is going on with RTE2. They can't provide an adequate service for reception and also for recording. For private recording.
So
I also think that it's very unbalanced that an ex-RTE staff member should be the minister for this particular situation. And it's ludicrous because it must be biased there.
Biased, yeah.
Absolutely. So that's all I have to say. And all the guys on the road, lads, keep on trucking. And if you want any help here, boys, we'll pull up 500 in a row for you. We've got this goddamn place up.
Okay.
So 10-10 and keep on talking.
Yeah, right, 10-4. Many thanks to that particular driver for coming in. And don't forget 758684 if you have any comments to make on it. We go back to music with the Nick Straker Band.
Away from from all the busy streets of my mind, I seek a straight path. I seek a shady glade in which to unwind, but why do we go on? In spite of mistakes, in spite of destruction, life can be fun. Depending on your situation,
how are you? You're on the air.
Oh, hello, yeah. Enda Fanning here. I'm just ringing you to give you a bit of support, you know.
Many thanks to you.
Just to say that I rang P&T there. Got through, and they said that they've had a few people on, and not all of them young people. So that there's a good bit of support.
Fine. Will you be in the protest march next Friday at 2 o'clock?
Oh, I'll be down there, don't worry.
At the GPO.
Everybody will be down there.
Fine, okay.
Now, the other thing I wanted to say was that what I'm trying to do is, you see, the idea in this thing is that RT has initiated the whole thing, obviously.
Yeah.
And they hope to get all the advertising, etc. back, you know.
Now,
what I would suggest is that people just don't listen to RT radio and don't look at RT television. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, for some people it could be difficult.
Very difficult.
You know, but especially when you've no other channel, you know?
Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
But I can assure you this. I used to now and again listen to RT Radio too, but I won't be doing it anymore.
Okay.
I hear you that, and I don't think anybody should.
Right, many thanks for your comments, okay? Right, and thanks a lot for your help, anyway.
And we'll all be down there, 2 p.m. next Friday.
2 p.m. next Friday outside
the studio.
And
I hope the court case goes well for everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Right, that's just about my lot for this afternoon or this morning. It's coming up to 12:02 midday. I'll be back with you hopefully on Monday. In fact, I will be back because if we have to broadcast from the top of a tree, we will do it. And I'll be back with you next Monday at 12:00 midday. Until we meet again, take it easy, take care, have a nice weekend. And whatever you do, sign the petition and be at the protest march next Friday at 2 o'clock. Until we meet again, bye-bye.
Master?
There was a wise and honest man in a distant land selling furniture at truly miraculous prices made from the tall pines we have in our own beautiful garden.
How will I find this shop, Master?
Many roads lead to this shop, and it's painted the color of the rising sun.
But how will I pay for this furniture?
Dear Grandpapa, is much money to purchase this furniture at down-to-earth prices. And since he is said to be an honest man, you should receive some change with which you can return.
The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street, for furniture at truly miraculous prices.
But, Master, how will I carry it? Master?
Are you fond of ballads introducing your music in a friendly atmosphere? The Elbow Inn on the corner of Liffey Street and Mary Street have ballads and traditional music sessions on Thursdays and Sunday nights, and there's no cover charge. If you're in town during the day, why not arrange to meet your friends in the Elbow Inn for a lunchtime snack with a friendly service and pleasant atmosphere. So for ballads at night or a lunchtime snack, the Elbow Inn on the corner of Liffey Street and Mary Street. Bend your elbow at the Elbow Inn.
Welcome to the Tracy Evans Spectacular. You're listening to Tracy Evans with much more music.
Past midday here at Radio Dublin. You're very welcome along. Big thanks now to Kurt Jackson for the past 2 hours. Very, very busy show today. And he'll be back with you, as he say, on Monday between 10 and 12. Well, I'm bringing you through lunchtime listening. A different show today. We haven't got health and beauty and green thought or mottos or housewives hints. But we are taking your phone calls live over the air. The voice of Dublin protesting against this close down of Paris Station. But great to know that we're still here, and we are Radio Dublin broadcasting for all the local radio stations in Ireland, so remember that. And we're getting absolute fabuloso, my words, response from you people out there. I've been out on the road gathering signatures, and by the way, James Martin and James Redmond and all the gang here from Dublin are gone down to help out in Grafton Street with the Radio Nova crew. So good afternoon to all of you listening in, and it truly is a wonderful world. It's great to see this response. World, and it certainly is. Well, we have a caller from Dunleary on the line. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, my name is Joan Cahill, and I don't
welcome
mind
along.
My name on the air.
Right, and Joan.
I live in the Monkstown Farm Dunleary area, and I want to protest most strongly at the way, the manner in which Ted Newland TV spoofed on the local radio stations. And I call them local radio stations because they serve a purpose for the community, which RTE does not. It's mainly for rural areas, and the local stations were really a help to local communities. And I used to be up, and we had a local radio station, Southside, in the Dunleary area.
That's right, I know.
And I was up in the station frequently and was welcomed there very often. And Sean Barrett, who is now the chief whip of the Fine Gael party, used to hold a clinic every week.
And he used to be on Southside, true enough.
And approved of the station.
Yes.
And now suddenly, Gareth Fitzgerald has an announcement in the paper saying that politicians had used the parish radio station for their own ends. He meant being a far. Well, I would like him to know that his own party members, particularly his chief whip, also used the local radio stations to their own ends.
Very good
and
point,
Joan. And also Southside Radio had the very first ever political meeting on the night of an election for women TDs only, at which Monica Barnes and Nuala Fennell, both Fine Gael TDs, ministers, actual ministers, they attended that. And I also was up in the station at that particular night.
Well, that's a very valid
point.
And
what I also want to say is this. I'm the widowed mother of six. And myself and four of my children have both. And I have a 16-year-old who would have been a voter. I say would have been in 2 years' time. But now, I'm afraid myself and the five members of my family will never, ever vote for any member of any party or any individual again, for the simple reason that the manner in which Mr. Nealon, we were coalition, by the way, Fine Gael Labour voters, we were not Fine Gael, we were Labour first, then Fine Gael. We went the PR system because the late father and myself had always insisted it was their duty to vote on all occasions. And as they came of age and received their vote, each child did so. Now, how we had this big discussion last night, and each one individually are writing to each of their TDs in our constituency.
And well, let's hope the Minister for Post and Telegraph.
We feel that the manner in which Ted Nealon did this, he announced in the press 2 weeks ago that he would give the so-called pirates, as he called them, stations, until the 1st of September to voluntarily close down, or then they would seize their transmitting equipment. Suddenly there's this swoop, which clearly smacks of fascism, dictatorship, and a George Orwell 1984 style. And to have this in Ireland today is pathetic.
Well, thanks,
and my children, the four workers in the family, feel that they have been blood dry with PRSI and everything else, and now suddenly
you're going to come up.
They're being dictated to as to what station they should listen to, and if I believe it's to be done on behalf of RTE, I heard another listener comment that it was to get back the advertisers, people to listen to the advertising on RTE. Well, that isn't going to work because no member of my family will listen to RTE in future, nor will they vote.
Well, thanks for ringing in from Dunleary, and we're delighted to know that. And will you come to our...
Yes,
you're coming to the march
and
on Friday week.
I wanted to say it, as I said,
and
I listened to Radio Dublin, and I listened to the other stations, and I don't call them pirate stations. I think they're
local
community
stations.
Radio, and they serve a useful purpose, which RTE does not. And if they're going to provide, are they going to provide a job spot for young people? Are they going to raise money for charity? I don't see them ever doing it.
No. Well, thanks again, Joan.
Okay.
And you're very, very good now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Joan from Dunleary on the phone. And if you'd like getting on the action, 758684. Well, some truckers just arrived into the show there a while ago. Tom Keenan and Danny Murphy. And I'm sure you're back in your truck, lads. And they have a little note down here for me. Long live the pirates. It comes in from Johnny, Danny, and all the lads in Safe Transport. And thanks to all the guys that stopped for me out there on Inchicore Road. Fabuloso altogether. And thank you, lads, and hi to you. I said I'd say hello to you when I did get on my show. And a couple of moments' time, I'll be back with a beautiful card I got in this afternoon. It says, friendship is a matter of time. And it's just very apt today. And we'll read it for you in a couple of moments.
These dreams are made of the years. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
Radio Dublin, everything is happening. Just behind me, my favourite DJ, my favourite voice in the whole of Ireland, the whole of the world. The whole of the world. He does all my jingles. Tony Allen will be talking to us in a couple of moments. I'm highly excited. But first of all, we must take a lady from top. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Radio Dublin. Thank you for your good work. It's fantastic to work up somebody as a guest to keep it up. I would like to make a suggestion for all of community radio supporters.
Yes?
The NFL at the moment are putting out envelopes and doorways for their annual selection.
They are?
They are.
Yes.
And this on purple envelopes. I suggest that instead of putting your usual town notes in, you put in a little note saying, no Nova, no Volta, and no Munda.
Very good, Tony. Did you hear that?
No,
come here to me. Say that again. No,
no,
no, Nova.
No Volta.
No Volta.
And no Munna.
No Munna.
Okay.
To put it in the Fianna Fáil. Very, very good.
And when the coalition starts their collection.
You have to pick up one for Radio Dublin as well now.
Oh, very definitely.
You will.
You know, oh gosh, yes. I mean, only for Radio Dublin we wouldn't be able to do this.
Well, that's very, very...
So you keep it up.
Thank you very, very much. You must write into the press now about that.
I will indeed.
Very, very
I will indeed. All my sons were down at
Nova.
They were down at Herbert Street last night.
Very, very emotional.
Because I think their batteries were all flat this morning.
Really?
Oh,
it's breaking everybody's heart.
Yes,
really.
It is. So and they gave us fantastic service, far better than ever RTE ever did.
True.
You know, they cooked with everybody. They catered for everybody. And it was a dreadful things to. Gran, I don't think anybody, in Dublin anyway, is in any way pleased
no.
with the result of this.
Actually, there seems to be more reaction to this than lots of things that have happened lately.
Oh, yes.
Really?
I mean, and hang it, you know, the country's in such a bad state. At least we had the community radios.
True.
You know, we have what we wanted.
Yes.
In that small way. And when it's bad enough when you've got to try and rear a family and cope with the financial situation.
That's true.
But when you can turn on your radio and hear what you want to hear.
Well, it saved me. And nobody quite knows my story, but radio saved me.
Well,
I could well believe it.
Because
my husband died of cancer 5 years ago, and radio literally saved me from just listening to it all night. I couldn't watch television on my own, and radio saved me, so I'm back in here.
Well, can I congratulate you personally on achieving that?
Well,
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I had much the same similar situation here. It wasn't my husband.
Yes.
It was an older member of the family.
Well, it was very hard.
And it is. Very, very hard. But when you can turn on your radio and you can get stuck into listening without really listening.
Yes.
It's there. It's a friend.
True. Well, that's what actually I have a beautiful, it just came this afternoon. Friendship is a Matter of Time. We're reading that shortly from one of my listeners, and really beautiful. So thanks again for ringing in.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly, it's and terrific to hear.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And now, Tony, are you coming over just to sit beside me?
Well, you are looking amazing today. You've got lovely trousers on, Tracy.
And my boots.
Well, I suppose, you know, if they want to dress up in leather and walk around like Nazis, we might as well put some leather on too, mightn't we?
True.
I'm going to Cork, dear, so I can't stay for very long.
Oh, you're
going to rally the troops, as it were.
Around the country.
I think it's very important. I, yesterday afternoon, lost my temper.
You did.
For the first time in a long time. First time in a very long time. How dare they try and put us out of work? How dare they?
After the service.
So?
And I mean, we all know that everybody virtually was working for nothing for years. I mean, okay, Nova and Sunshine went in there and they made a little bit out of it. But we're still working for nothing here.
As far as I'm concerned, you lot get all of my compliments this morning for being here.
Thank you, Tony.
Which is why I came in on the way. It's very important for everybody to remember they have got to keep ringing Doyle Aaron. They have got to jam the telephone lines in Doyle Aaron.
That's true.
They have got to write to Doyle Aaron. Remember that, I know how difficult it is to write a letter, but remember when you're writing to a TD, you don't have to put a stamp on it.
That's true.
It's for free. So write loads of them.
There's very few things you get for free in this country.
No. Actually, it's not free anyway. It's our money we paid with the tax in the first place. Let's say misspent.
Well, that's very, very nice of you to drop in and to say my jingles will live on forever, Tony. Tony's voice is tricky and spectacular.
Oh,
much more music, your dreams coming through and all the rest.
It's all true what you're saying. I mean, I must admit, you know, I mean, I am brilliant.
I always
and I do know this, you know.
I always remember, too, I was the first one to inform you and Bay City of John Lennon's death.
That's right, yes.
You heard my voice saying, and it was a wonderful world I was saying.
Right.
I said, it's not quite such a wonderful world.
That's right. Mm.
You go back that far.
I'm going to go out to Cork.
All the best, yes.
I'll be back on Monday, so I'll see you then.
You will.
You know?
We'll be still here,
of course
flying
you
the
will.
Flag.
No problem.
Yes,
exactly. Now, give my love to Eamon as well, because I haven't seen him.
He's not here.
No.
Anybody else there want to speak, or they all?
No, we're just going off. We're going down to rally the troops in that end of the country.
You are. Thanks again now to Tony Allen.
Evening, darling.
Bye. Bye-bye. And we'll play this. I think it's apt. Fool if you think it's over. There's no way.
A dying flame is free again. Who could love? Thank you.
Welcome along, and you can write to us at Radio Dublin, Dublin 8 in Ireland. Well, this afternoon, oh, it's all go. We've had lots of phone calls and been photographed here at the moment for an American newspaper. Can't believe what's happening today. Well, a beautiful card we're talking about in from Veronica and Maria Kennedy, and it's going to like this, and I think it's to do with the whole of radio. Friendship is a matter of time. It's by Amanda Bradley. It says, friendship is really a matter of time. The time that it takes to be kind. The time that it takes just to listen and talk, to help someone find peace of mind. Friendship is really a matter of time, the time that it takes to do a thoughtful, generous favor that wasn't expected of you. The time it takes just to answer a call, to let someone know that you're there. Friendship is really a matter of time, the time that you take from your care. I always like to think of you and all the joy we've shared, and of how nice it's been to have a friend who really cares. And with each thought comes wishes, especially warm and true, because it means so much to me to have a friend like you. And I think that goes down to all the DJs here on Radio Dublin, and I think you'd agree. And I see also in my mail this afternoon, there's a wedding on today, and thank goodness I didn't miss it. It's at 1:30 in St. Philomena's Church in Palmerston. And they are Catherine MacDonald. Good afternoon to you, Catherine, and Gerard Murphy, getting married today at 1:30. And every happiness now for the future, and hope you have a beautiful life ahead of you. Remember that, it's 25 past 12, and you're very welcome along to Radio Dublin.
Thank you.
Very nicely, my kind of man, Marty Kemp. There were lots of them in the cars stopping there for me this afternoon. Real executive-looking guys. It's 29 minutes past 12, here's Radio Dublin. A big hi now to Tony Allen on his way down the Cork Road. Hiya, Tony, and thanks for calling in. Also, we'll say hello to Ridley C. Pauline Tully, and I believe you're in St. James's Hospital, and we want to tell you to get better very, very soon. And True was requested to you, Pauline, and everybody else listening in hospital, because you haven't got much joy today, sure you haven't. Remember that. If you have any time, well, get out there and go up to Nova Park, and they want you to go down to Grafton Street with some forms and try and get as many signatures for it as possible. Lots of fellows going along Inchicore Road today also took big sheets of paper down from me and said they were bringing them back up tonight. That's what we want to hear here. Well, just join us in the studio this afternoon. We have a Belgian-Irish, I think, Stefan. Come in here, Stefan, and we'd share this mic between us.
Oh, beautiful, any time.
Of Foxy Promotions. And
yes.
What do you think of all this that's happening?
I think it's all crazy, and I'd like to help all the pirate stations. Now, we are called Foxy Promotions, entertainment for every occasion, and we are promoting Irish entertainment. And in Ireland, it's crazy. We're promoting Fawcett Circus at the moment. And I'll give you an example. Even in the north, on Sunday, in the north of Ireland, you're not allowed to have a circus. Now, here in the south, the pirate stations all are having a kick in their ass. I mean, that's very sad, because they, if you look back about 4 or 5 years way back, if you look back again now, there was nothing. The entertainment was nil. And who created the entertainment in Dublin? Well, it's the pirate station.
True. And actually, you know, most things that we plug here, it's all a free service, you know, we to the community here.
And you're all wonderful people, because I want to tell you one thing. Even the people now, they're all missing the radios. The taxis are giving out because they have no music at night time.
No, it's also when you're in a car, and that's what a lot of the lads said to me driving along. Because what have we got to listen to now? They have no choice, really. I mean, they're stuck with us today, but they don't mind.
Okay, just before I leave, I just like to say, if there's anything I can do for any of the pirate stations, they can contact me. I'll be in Maxine's nightclub tonight. They can contact me as for Stefan. Or as, this is the number you can ring. It's 9-8-8-4-8.
9-8-8-4-8.
And how long have you been listening to the Paris station?
I've been working with him. I've been doing a lot of things with him. Because I've worked in different clubs in Dublin and did quite a few things.
So you'll be in Maxine's tonight. We'll be all making for Maxine's.
Okay, see you again.
Okay,
thanks very much.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye, Stefan. Well, that was Stefan, and a very, very nice point there. Well, we're taking a short commercial break, and whether to go into my romantic half hour or not, I don't know what to do. But we'll probably play a little bit of romantic music. It's always between 12:30 and 1:00, but we'll be mostly probably talking to people on the telephone. Short break, and it's for you.
The Golden Crown Takeaway, 48 Dolphin Barn Street, directly opposite the Coombe Hospital, for the perfect meal. The Golden Crown Takeaway, 48 Dolphin Barn Street, for Chinese and European meals cooked to perfection. The Golden Crown, 48 Dolphin Barn Street, open Monday to Saturday, midday to 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. till midnight. Sunday from 5 till 11 p.m. The Golden Crown, 48 Dolphin Barn Street, opposite the Coombe Hospital, for meals par excellence.
Odyssey Travel Time once again. Have the experience of a lifetime with Odyssey Overland Holidays. Odyssey Travel Holidays are geared for today's people who like traveling, having fun, and seeing the real Europe. Traveling alone? You're never alone on an Odyssey Travel Holiday. There's always a warm party atmosphere. This year, Odyssey Travel have holidays to suit you and your pocket. Whether it's sunsoaking in Saint-Tropez or the Italian Riviera, living it up in Paris or Switzerland, or enjoying the crazy atmosphere of the Munich Beer Festival, Odyssey Travel have a holiday just for you. Call us today at Dublin, 755-127. That's 755-127. Or come and see us at 290 South Circular Road, beside the Player Road building. Odyssey Travel, holidays at prices you can afford. Odyssey Travel, Visa and access cards accepted. Odyssey Travel, holidays at prices you can afford.
Are you fond of ballads and traditional music in a friendly atmosphere? The Elbow Inn on the corner of Liffey Street and Mary Street have ballads and traditional music sessions on Thursdays and Sunday nights, and there's no cover charge. If you're in town during the day, why not arrange to meet your friends in the Elbow Inn for a lunchtime snack with a friendly service and pleasant atmosphere? So for ballads at night or a lunchtime snack, the Elbow Inn on the corner of Liffey Street and Mary Street. Bend your elbow at the Elbow Inn.
Welcome to the Casey Evans Spectacular.
My girl's like Timmy, a candy thief. She's all blue, high up off my feet. She's so fine, asking me. I know you will get through. I will not.
so sweet. She makes
now
my heart
a little shake.
My girl's the best, and that's no lie. She told me that I'm her only guy.
That might be true, but my girl's a girl. She don't go around. She's like she's a punk.
My girl likes candy. A candy tree. She knows you high up on my feet. Oh, dear.
Well, that candy girl, 23 minutes towards one, and we're literally invaded here in Radio Dublin. We have all the Nova. Are you, I call yourself X-Star for you. Okay. Well, sitting beside me here, I didn't realize, I saw you in the paper, I think, didn't I, giving your views on
you did before.
Money. No, no.
Oh, no. Money.
Remember, as regards
hard times for young Dubliners.
That's right.
The young
yes, I read all about that.
Tracy, thanks for letting us in.
Not at all. It was a terrific finish, or what would you say?
It's just a rude
yesterday.
Interruption, that's all.
Yes.
Basically, we just wanted to get down here. Obviously, a lot of people who would have listened to Nova and now listening to Radio Dublin this morning.
That's true.
This afternoon.
I have to be really good today, don't I?
And we just wanted to remind people that nothing has stopped. We're still campaigning very, very hard to get us back on. The petitions, I think, are important. I believe there are petitions here at Radio Dublin, Tracy.
There are, and you have them.
We have them in Herbert Street, 19 Herbert Street, and we would ask that people keep plugging away at their CDs. Lots of phone
calls. I was just saying to the truck drivers and everybody stopping out there, if anything happens in the meantime, we have everybody in the palm of our hand, but if there's any type of tragedy or anything else in the next week comes up, we'd be just forgotten about. That it's a thing they just have to keep in mind.
Yeah,
like anything.
Really must keep the momentum going.
Yeah, the whole time.
And remind the politicians that we're not giving up very easily. And just make those phone calls. Please make those phone calls.
And write to the minister and your local CD. And keep out there batting for us.
We will do.
You will.
We're working very hard at ours. There's lots of other people here, actually. Colin Hayes.
Colin Hayes.
Colin, come and say hello.
Come on, Colin. I used to work with Colin once, right, Colin?
Mr. Vodkins.
Colin Hayes, late of course, Radio City. By the way, any Radio City guys listening in, why not call in and see us as well? Right.
I think we'd all like to congratulate Radio Dublin too for remaining on the air this length of time. It's really great that there's still somebody there, and we know that everybody out there is listening. You know,
you do.
As you did say, you're representing all local radio in Ireland.
That's true. Everybody,
great.
It's voice of radio. Isn't it great to see us all getting together at long
last?
All
we need is Ronnie Regan now, and we have a great old kindred. But it's really good to see. With Dave Harvey here.
With Dave and Mike Moran.
Mike Moran from Kiss FM.
Come on, Mike.
Kiss FM.
And Kiss
FM.
Have you something to say?
Well, it's a bit strange, like suddenly being unemployed after 5 years involved in all this madness.
Yes,
know?
I know.
Or ARD,
you have to be mad to be on radio. I decided
true.
That, though.
Tell me, when are you buying the band?
Well, I'd love a brandy. Anybody buying?
Yeah, you've got to buy us. We're guests.
I'm here. If
you drink anything, it's alcoholic. You're having good fun today anyway, at least you're...
Great.
You're the main lady today, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. Are you into the people listening to you?
You think so?
I reckon so.
You're making me nervous.
Oh, well, I love the shirt.
Thank you.
And the booth, too.
Thank you. And how about Dave? Dave Harvey looks very shy there.
Well, we came up here because this is the Mecca. We all have
this
to return to the Mecca
of the whole
of Irish radio.
Where it all started.
And the lads in Herbert Street, everybody's tuned in Herbert Street. And
are they?
They are now on 17,000 signatures. That's from Herbert Street alone. So
really?
Whatever we can get in from the Sunshine people who are no doubt listening as well, and from Dublin and from whatever, we're trying to put them all together and see if we can do it then. So I think we should have about 35,000 by the end of the day alone. We'll see what happens then. Anyway, it's great
Javier
to be
also.
Here.
Thank
great
you very much. And how about the girl there?
I'm going to say one thing to you. Somebody said last night that it was almost biblical on the first Chevy Lass, Radio Dublin.
That's my deal too, yes. He shall be first Chevy Lass, it's biscuit. And from...
Oh, my goodness.
Peter Madison, come on.
I had to get in on me, didn't I?
Of course you did.
Really?
It wouldn't be the same without you.
I had to come as the chief anorak of Dublin, and I've only come, really, to bring something for you. It's this bucket of water here. I've brought this specially for you.
You didn't?
Yes, here it is. Look out. Here it comes. missed you altogether. Sorry,
friend. Deirdre Murphy from Nova as well. Well, how do you think of it all, Deirdre?
Well, we're really pleased with the support we've been getting from everybody, and
I just want everyone to go on fighting. I hope something can be done.
True.
How are you, Dave?
Well, thanks a lot, Annette. Is there anybody else there? Anybody else with you?
Well, I think that's all, really, is it?
Tony McKay,
a major anorak. He's always wanted to be on the radio.
Tony, come on, Tony. Tony, it's a good chance. Now's your chance.
He's just getting very shy over there.
Come on, Tony.
Get in close, please, in a minute.
Bye, Deirdre. Thank you. Now, Tony.
Yes.
What are you saying? You're the original anorak.
It's Tony Gurrier here.
Tony Gurrier.
Tony Gurrier. Prime anorak. Thanks. Number one.
Number one.
In the company. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hello, Harry.
And what do you think of the whole thing?
Oh, lovely.
Keeping this a flying?
Well,
I'll say to all these good-looking fellows here, what kind of girl are you looking for, boy?
They say I'm not your kind. They say that I should save you from my mind. But that's hard to do when everything I care about is you. What kind of boy are you looking for, girl? What kind of boy are you looking for, girl? Who can give your heart to someone who cares about you, longing for you, loving you each day? They say I'm far too plain. Much too vain to want the love of mine. What more can I do but let you know my love waits here for you? What kind of boy you're looking for, girl? What can you be just like a baby moving star?
I've heard those voices from Nova before, Tom Hardy and Dave and Colin Hayes and Mike Moran and you name it, they were there. Peter Madison, well, my goodness, they are the real Robert Redford type altogether. And we have one here in the studio from Radio Dublin himself. Come here to me, Philip.
Our old Robert Redford.
Paul Newman. How about that? I meant to call you.
I was just thinking to myself here, who's going to clean up the studio after all this mess?
I don't know
just
what.
Look, it's everywhere.
Chucky is just looking okay there.
There he is.
Chucky, look at all the scars we got lit by the listeners.
Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you to all the guys from Nova and Kiss who came down to say hello. Very nice.
And any other radio stations off the air, they'll welcome in now today too.
Yeah, welcome. I think we're one of the few that are still on or whatever. But just don't forget, listeners, that there's petitions everywhere. Most of the shops are on the page. And if you want to start one yourself, you can. Just get any piece of notepaper or anything, get as many signatures on it as possible, and drop it down to the station, and it will be greatly appreciated. And I'm sure there's a list of some shops around. Is there?
A list there of is. Some shops. There is.
Well, there's a shop in Inchicore,
there
anyway.
Is, yeah.
It's just up the road there.
We have so many notes here.
Kind of nearby, here. Anyway, thank you to everybody for their support. It really is appreciated, etc., etc. And thanks to all the people that have signed the petitions already.
That's true.
And let's hope we see them on the march.
And don't forget to honk those horns when you're coming down Inchicore Road in your big truck. And remember, we are Radio Dublin, broadcasting for all the other local stations, Nova, Sunshine, you name it. Big hi also to Robbie Dale, if you're listening in, Robbie. He looked very well there in the paper last night, didn't he?
Did
and
you,
on
did
the television.
Did you see St. James on the television?
Very, very good, I did.
Yesterday.
I did.
He's a film star now.
Oh, we'll be all dancing tight, I think, tonight. Dancing tight.
I've been watching you for so many days. Now I'm feeling brave enough, I want to ask you, can I get you out in your own day? I'll be throwing flowers up at your window, so make sure that you're ready when I call.
This is Radio Dublin broadcasting on 253 meters, leading waves.
69.10 kilohertz shortwave on the 43-meter band. And remember, if you're listening in from abroad, do write in to us. Radio Dublin, Dublin 8 in Ireland, and you're lucky to have us on the air today. Well, come on over to me, James Redmond, that gorgeous guy.
I go home.
You're much nicer. James Martin.
But how are you doing?
I'm very tired.
I've been up all night. When you were asleep.
I heard you in the middle of the night.
I see lots of the lads actually going home from Nova in case we're over.
Yeah.
And if they're listening, you're more than welcome to drop a Benny at the time. We'll be all on next week. Stop and say hello if you want to.
That's true. They can even do a...
play for a record,
yes,
probably.
Yes.
But thanks a lot for coming over. And best luck anyway.
Yep. Yes, didn't it?
Yep.
Right,
who is this chap here?
That is Chucky. That's my mascot.
Mm.
Yes, isn't
he? But
he reminds me. You see, I need it in the station, male orientated. When you're a woman,
you
see, I need protection beside my boat.
Yeah, I have to get a doll then for my show.
You will.
Yeah, I like that. It's green, white, and orange.
You like that. So isn't he lovely? I never realised that. You're nice. Not James. You're lovely. Brown eyes and all he has, girls.
I don't know how he makes James.
I know that I couldn't possibly mix you two.
That's terrible.
Because he's good looking in his own way.
He's a hunk.
He's okay. And behind me here is the guy that comes in the nighttime, Tony Christie. You might have heard this voice in the last couple of months here. But if you didn't know, usually DJs aren't as good looking as their voice. You know what I mean? If you're listening in, lads, any DJ knows that. Say, I never thought you'd be like that. There's no way, no matter how nice looking you are as a DJ, I never pictured you like that. There's no way. You're the typical one that they could picture, and you'd say, my goodness, you're nicer than you actually sound.
This is great compliment coming from everywhere.
Well, anyway, you want to say hello to your sister?
Yeah, I want to say hello to my sister and all the staff of Delta Bakery in Finglas, and, all the lads at Mobile Lads. We'll be great fun all together.
That's right, I heard Jason Lane. I miss Jason Lane.
Jason Page. Hope we can all do it again sometime anyway. It's very good.
Okay, Tony, okay. And what I'm playing now is Cliff Richards, and if Tony goes off the air, if we go off the air, this is what's going to be happening to you. Miss Unites, you'll be missing Radio Dublin, Radio Nova, you name it. You're not going to let it happen, sure you're not.
I've had many times, I can tell you, times when innocence I trade for company. Saw me crying, I thought I'd have my share of that, but he's missing now. How long again? Nine diamonds set my heaven outward burning, like the dew that I obey, the warm wind that embraced me, just as surely kissed your face, yet he's missing now. How I missed you, I'm not like me. I'm a man, cold as ice, I'm crying out loud.
All my secrets
are awake. Knowing well, thinking, how to cut the thread and leave it all behind. Looking windward for my comfort, I take each day as it lies. But these missing nights are I'm
Christmas you gave.
Peter Skelly. You only had two in a row today. Oh, I like those horns beeping outside. What do you think, Tommy?
Oh, it's great, great. It's a great atmosphere.
Really? Have you anything to say?
It's a sad day.
Very, very sad. Well, don't forget not to drop up to Leinster House today now or ring them at 78991. That's 78991. And don't forget to write into your local TD as well as Mr. Jim Mitchell, TD Minister for Post and Telegraph, and tell them that you want us to get licenses. Remember that. And petitions. Well, petition sheets are available at Nova Park in Rathfarnham, or you can go down to Herbert Street, go up there and help them out in their appeal in town around Grafton Street area. And also you can come up to hit us here in 58 Inchy Core Road. It's just ground from Kilmainham Jail. You know Kilmainham Jail? Well, just down there on the right. And if you're passing along in a car, hoot at us so that we know that you're behind us all the way. And stop, if you can. Don't fly down into Coro today. Go a little bit slowly. so that you can sign a few petitions for us, all right? And remember, you can get the petition sheets around Inchicore in Lowry's Takeaway in Inchicore. Thank you, Lowry, if you're listening in, for giving us your place. Pat's Variety Store in Inchicore, the Red Spot Dry Cleaners at Tin Mainham and at Park 8th Street. And if you'd like to take some petition sheets into your shop or business premises, well, you can call up to here to Inchicore Road, Radio Dublin, remember, and we'll give them to you. Well, it's exactly 1 o'clock here, broadcasting 253 metres medium wave, and of course we're broadcasting here, Radio Dublin, for all the other local stations. For The Voice, we're the voice of Nova, of Sunshine, and Radio Leinster, everybody else that went off the air so far, we're broadcasting on their behalf, and we're not going to go easily. So back in a couple of moments. No, I don't think I'm taking a break. I don't think I'm even ready. I'm going to have a cup of tea first, and I'm going to listen to F. or David. As I know, half of Dublin loves this particular song. So if you like this, this is for you. About, isn't it? There's lots of words going on here today, and we have some very, very nice teenagers in from Mourne Road School in Drimna. Good afternoon to you, and your name?
Noreen Holland.
Noreen, and you listening to us much, Noreen?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time?
Yes.
You listen to
yes.
And what do you think of us being closed down? What are you going to do?
I think it's awful the way it's going on.
You're going to come up to the march next Friday at 2 o'clock, definitely?
Yes.
You think you're going to lobby the teachers? A fit of the giggles, I think. Anybody else you want to say hello here? No? Do you want to say hello to anybody, Noreen? Come back here.
Everybody
in Mourne Road.
And Sunrise Park.
And how about your mum and all the rest that might be listening in?
Yeah, everyone that's listening in.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you're going to... Did you write to the minister? Not yet. We'll get you out there now. Give the girls pencils and paper. Get them sitting down out there. And we'll make them write now. Because, I mean, this could be our last day. You never know. And you were in on it. We'll be back in a couple of moments with a last train to London.
Ah, Godpapa. Confucius saying the better to sit on something than not to sit at all.